Good morning. 7:30.
Awesome.
November 4th. Yeah, November 4th. It's 22 degrees, cold. Actually, it feels colder this morning than it did yesterday. I'm freezing. No, not really, but it's cold enough that I'm after an hour of half an hour of walking, 20 minutes of walking. I'm still having a bit of chill inside my jacket. Usually by this time I've built up enough body heat that I'm warm inside the coat, even though my face is half frozen, not responding, that kind of stuff. So an interesting morning so far. The NaNoWriMo day 4, 1,500 words, 1,499 into today. That I broke 20,000 words last night, and I'm looking forward to maybe, I don't know, it'll depend on the day. I've got a couple of interruptions today that I need to deal with, but maybe today we'll at least go by 25,000. We'll be closing in on 30 by the end of the day, I'm pretty sure. So that's good. The estimated completion date is still November 7th. Haven't been able to bring that in much. The average daily word count is about 6,500 words. Not exactly up to my standard, but still, given how out of shape my writing muscles are, it's not too bad. It's not too bad at all. Somebody asked how the rest of the family is doing. My wife has, I think, 300 words and is quite demoralized by the whole process. My daughter has 0 words and doesn't seem to care. So we'll see. The weekend is coming. This is Friday. So there's 2 full days of writing. Family writing time possible. The problem is that I'm going to have to do housework to free my wife up to be able to write without worrying that there's stuff growing in the carpets or that there are sanitation issues in the bathrooms. So that's gonna eat into my writing time over the weekend. Or today, one or the other. I'm not sure how that's going to play out exactly. But I'm pretty sure that those tasks are going to fall to me. Since she's been at work all week and hasn't been able to write, has been too tired at the end of the day to put more than 10, 20 words together at a time. So that's what my weekend is going to look like. I'm hoping I'm still going to be able to finish by the 7th. That would be awesome. To be able to whip out the first 50,000 words. This is going to require a lot of editing. I said the other day that I'm finding stuff that's missing as I go along. Oh, I should go back in and fill that in. I'm not doing that fill-in work now. I'm just writing the story out, trying to get as many words into the story as I can to make sure that I have a story to edit at the end of the month. The editing process is going to be a more interesting one than I think I've run into, particularly recently, where I've been mostly dealing with line edits for works that have already been podcast. I'll be starting to deal with, is this the right story? Is this the story I wanted to tell? Is there something I need to emphasize? Is there something that's pointless? At the moment, it's a journey story. She's left Ravenwood and gone to Cleesport, and she's run into some interesting difficulties, some small obstacles that one of them, Frank, had to had to bail out of. The unfortunate part of this is that there are some sexist issues that required me to use a male intervention. And I'm not terribly happy with that, but I think otherwise it becomes too preachy and just gets in the way. So I didn't want to deal with that. Good morning. So I didn't want to deal with that. So it's, I'm real pleased. There's some humor, there's some interesting characters. She's just gotten aboard the ship and met the captain and the first mate. Hasn't met any of the crew yet. The captain and the first mate don't know quite what to do with her, but they've given her passage. She's paying for it, of course. And she's going to be on her way to Northport shortly. The key danger in the book, I think, one of them is coming up. There's been a couple of foreshadowings of the coming danger. One in the last book and one in this book. Actually, a couple in this book. And she's about to have some more dreams about looking through the eyes of critters. There are the seabirds, of course. So we're looking forward to, I am looking forward to, quite much, seeing how this plays out. Because there's two surprises left for her, waiting for her when she gets across the water. There's a couple of them on the way. I keep saying, I don't have any idea how this is going to work. I don't have any idea where the story is going. And I don't. Except I do have two or three little ideas that I think I'd like to try to pull off in this book. And whether I do it or not, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if I'm even going to get to those ideas. We'll have to see. I'm really anxious to keep writing so that I can find out what this story is going to turn out to be. I think that if I'm honest and I look back at the trouble I'm having with South Coast and the difficulty that I'm having, that I'm not having spewing out 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 words in a day. 7,000 yesterday, 8,000 the day before. And other than some minor interruptions over the course of the day, it's moving very smoothly, and I'm quite excited about it. So looking at the differences in that process between this one and Cape Grace, the big one is I have no idea, and what's drawing me onward is the need for me to find out where the story is going to go. That's a powerful incentive for me to write. I aggravated my wife last night by saying something critical at the juncture in the evening when I shouldn't have. So we'll be playing some makeup games with that today as well. But still, the draw is, what happens next? How does this unfold? What will she do? How will she do it? This is definitely not a formula story. I've been listening to and looking at some of the classic formulas, the Hollywood formula, for example, and of course the hero's journey, which is less a formula, less a predictive formula than it is an overlay that you can put on pretty much every story and find something interesting in it. This is definitely not one of those stories. This is kind of a ramble. at the moment in particular, it's quite a ramble, back and forth across the landscape a bit, in and out of inns. She's found a friend who she's left behind already, without even so much as a goodbye. I may have to go back and fill that in. Frank, of course, has gone. But what happens next? The ship has to get underway, and we're not at that point yet, so there has to be some stuff that happens. And I'm looking forward to her taking up life aboard the ship, and seeing how this plays, and trying not to have it be the Lois McKendrick. It's a sailing ship, but it's not the Lois. So we'll see. Quite excited. And I'm off the main road. I crossed it twice without major difficulty. This is a good sign. Day's off to a smoother start. I have elder daughter home with a migraine today. I'll have to call her in sick in a few minutes. That also means she's not going to go to the football game tonight because she's sick today. She can't go to an event in the evening, even though she's supposed to play, which means I don't have to go out, which does mean I need to find something to fix for dinner. And, if I have anything in the house I can fix. I'll have to see. It's a good day for soup or something. Make a stew. Still chilly. It's really quite nippy out this morning. I'm either not expending enough energy in my walking or something. I don't know quite now. At least talking keeps me distracted. I'm not thinking about, my God, I am so cold. And I'm actually able to try to concentrate on putting words together in some sort of cogent manner without having my teeth chatter. So I'm trying to think. I've been sort of gushing about NaNoWriMo. I'm trying to think if there are other things that are of interest that are going on. The answer is not a whole lot, frankly. The effort to get this book done and to get the next book, possibly the next book done in this month. If I'm able to finish my 50,000 words by the 7th and wrap up the story in another half dozen days, then that's going to leave almost half the month to do another whole book. And I don't know what book I might do. I'm not going to pick up Kate Grace because that would be cheating. And if I get this flow going and understand a little more, then I can get back to Kate Grace and just write and have done with it in probably a couple, 3 weeks. Even with the outlines and stuff that I've got going, because while I've got the outlines, I've got that information in my head, I can largely ignore it and just write what has to happen next, which is my normal pattern. And if I could write 3 books, if I could get 3 books done by year end, that would set me up really nicely for next year's spring, winter podcasting and then publication of the Ravenwood SQL on my own, we should have double share out by Christmas, and I'll need to do some editing work for Captain Share for it to be out in time for Balticon. But then there's only one share book left before we have to get to South Coast, which should be next Christmas, and then Cape Grace, which is Balticon 2013, which leaves me two books in the middle. Leaves me time to write several more books in the middle. The Ravenwood sequel, and then the final book in the Lammas Wood trilogy, the third book in the Adventures of Tanith Fairport. And we'll see where we go after that third book is done. I have some ideas, but I'm not quite sure. Let's see what else. Yeah, I still haven't heard from Ryden. There was a message yesterday. I got a book shipment order from them, but they're not. Robin hasn't communicated anything about what's going on with QuarterShare. I do know that for a while yesterday it was sub 500, so it was in the top 500 on Kindle overall, which is an excellent position for that book, even at $1.99. I'm not going to make my $2 on it, of course, but the follow-on books have gone from under, well, bigger than 8,000 to, for the most part, under 6. And I think Half Share went to under 4,000, at least for a time yesterday. So the improvement up to those levels, to give you some idea, for 5,000 is selling about 10 to 15 books a day. So that's what a 5,000 sales rank yields. That's what it turns out to be. Sales rank of 1,000 is something on the order of 40 to 50 books a day. 500 should be somewhere around 75 to 100 books a day. Now, it gets a little more difficult to judge in higher numbers because there's fewer titles ahead of you, and variations in sales of 25 or 30 in a day for a title that's ahead of you, even if it's in another genre. I may stay number 7, for example, on the science fiction space opera list, but have my sales rank go as low as 450 or as high as 600 and still keep that same relative position because something is moving in the romance, or there is a sale in horror that ran out, and you know the time has gone by and the sales ranks generated by those sale efforts have evaporated and the books start dropping in groups. So that's where we are. Probably more information than you cared about, but that's kind of how it works. At some point, it's going to warm up enough that the snow is going to fall off the trees. I can come in and out and drag some of these branches down off. But in the meantime, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day.